Hi, this is Alma J, and welcome back to the Segway to Freedom podcast.
I just want to come to you from the standpoint of grief, and I can only use my life experience regarding my episode of the recent loss of my mom, who was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So I just want to keep it simple regarding some of the stages of grief that I went through, and actually to give me a better understanding of some of the emotional issues and disconnections that I was having when it came to managing the bereavement that was soon to come or at a later date. So watching the different phases in which mom became older actually coincided with the same time that I was at the prime of retirement, and I had goals and plans that if indeed I retired, that I was going to do all of these remarkable things on my bucket list, travel the world, dance a lot, eat out a lot, learn new activities, continue to exercise, positive regimens, and all of those beautiful things. And then unfortunately, it came to a halt. I could think about them, I could dream about them, but God had chosen me as the main vessel to become the caregiver of my mom, who was my namesake. And I felt destined to do that. So retiring rather a little early to come and to take care of her during her second and her last stage of the disease before her potential demise. So some of the stages just goes like this. You're in denial. You're constantly in pain. There may be some guilt around it because sometimes the position or the role function that was chosen becomes so strenuous on you mentally and physically and even spiritually that you begin to question, why is this happening to me? Could it be something else that could be done with the caregivers in regards to everyone having a certain position when it came to the schedule, driving to appointments, as well as following up with being the advocate when mom couldn't speak for herself? So in every family, there's dynamic, but if indeed your family, there was a deficit of individuals who were able to drive, make appointments, and become a primary force in that mother's failure to thrive because she can no longer think rationally for herself. Her feelings are all over the place, and her emotions are not intact. So you're dealing with that, and then you're dealing with your own feelings, trying to manage and be the best that you can as that maternal daughter or paternal son. And you have your own family, kinship, extended family right there. But you were a significant force because you were chosen to constantly take care of her in the case of my mom. So you try your best to stabilize any potential stress that is going to cause you to be overwhelmed, but it's quite normal for you to go through those highs and lows, but try your best to get a coping mechanism that's going to allow you to remove yourself when the negativity and the cues and the signals begin to smother you. Release the endorphins and do positive things that give you joy and love and laughter and just simple things, because great things are right at your fingertips. All you got to do is touch it, laugh a lot, eat, socialize, do healthy things to make you feel elated in regards to your self-esteem, and stay close to God. And all of those emotions come, the denial, the guilt, the shame, the aggression sometimes people act out towards their loved ones. And then you've got the issue of trying to resolve it in your thought process that it is going to be over when and how long. And the reality of knowing that when that day comes, you are still going to experience very normal emotions that can be quite painful. Because even if you got a lot of joy, in my case, of being the caregiver and running to see mom and dressing her up and giving her sunshine and playing gospel music with her and clapping, kissing her forehead, that gave you purpose, even though, you know, society says that at retirement age, it should be a different spectrum. But when the day comes and you know that you've done your best and God will bless you for being a good daughter and a good son, then you know that you can make peace with knowing that the transition for mom, that maternal image, is so beautiful. Because you never, ever, ever just want to see her in pain, not being able to ambulate, speak for herself, eat for herself, or to be able to do all those things, but the aging process still is going to come knocking on the door and the shoulders one day saying, "Come on home, my sweet angel. I got you. It's time for you to take a rest." So at that point, things may get a little lighter on your shoulders, and you know that she is in a better place and that she lived a lifestyle that was full and rich with nutrients, and she was able to share wonderful principles and morals and standards with her children and community like the matriarch she was. So you design a homecoming to represent all of those hats that she wore. And when she wore the hats and you remembered the beauty of her legacy and the impact that she will leave in your heart and your life story, then you will be able to get ready for the next phase of your life. No longer having to be the caregiver, letting go and letting God, understanding that mom is at peace. She lived a wonderful life that God chose for her. And at the same time, exploring how big your universe has just become overnight, because you don't have to worry about that again. You can begin to re-engage in wonderful activities that surround your retirement plans and activities, and allow them to be full of joy and compassion and love and laughter and all of those things that are real simple at your fingertips. Because God wants everything good for you, everything good for you. So I'm here to tell you, let go, let God. Let grief play out in your life. Feel when it comes. Cry bucketfuls if you choose to. But the next morning, I want you to wake up, strap up, put on your self-esteem like you will not imagine, and go out into the universe and continue to create great things that will allow you to be remarkable so that you could always do you. And be authentic to yourself. Have no fear. because you're always going to be in the light, and you are here. I see you, and I love you. Bye-bye.